case manager Alan Dowson joins us this evening. Alan, it was on the website today that we've signed David Shin, but that's not quite the whole story, is it?
No, we got to about who could take him for a foreseeable future. It could be, you know, months, it could be longer, hopefully it could be weeks. We've got to we can have him, and then we found out that he's getting evicted from his house tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock. Me and Hamzy went down there today, and I feel good for the lad. He's we went there, he doesn't know how to deal with it. His mum doesn't speak English, obviously his sister doesn't, his dad's not well enough, to be honest, if that's the right word to put it, to cope with anything like that. He doesn't know what to do, so we spent a whole day with him, and we've been down his local church, his local community, we've been down the citizen advice, we've been down to the council, and tomorrow morning we've got to get his bags and pack them and take them down to council and housing department, and hopefully get something from there. But the lad, I cannot look a lad in the eye. If it was anybody else, I would do the same for them. It's a very emotional day for him. Me and Hamzy got a shock at it looking at it, but I couldn't look him in the eye and say we can't do anything about it, because this time next week, where will he be? He could be anywhere in the country, he could be out of this country again, he may have to go home. And the lad just wants to play football, and I'll do anything I can, and I'll fight tooth and nail for the lad, and to try to keep him at this club. I think he'd be excellent for the club. I can't guarantee him playing Sunday, and I can't guarantee him getting him a big move which he craves for, and which will help his family out, but I can guarantee to give him some love and care, and that's what me and Hamzy and obviously Martin and the boys will try to do, and it's our job to try to sort him, and that's what we'll do.
What about the supporters? How can they help out?
It isn't any way. It's not like it's not getting the begging bowls out and start saying, "Oh yeah, let's all put a £2 in here, £5." It's not. You might just know somebody who can help. You might know somebody in their community. Like we found out from the church today, he goes to somebody there might be able to help. We might be able to get him a family a sponsor from somewhere. Him a sponsor from somewhere. We might be able to, you know, generate some support from his community, which we talked about today. But it's just helping him out. And again, like, you know, he's not. He doesn't know how to. I think he's had this problem a long time, and I don't think the family knew how to ask for help and ask where to go, and they don't know what to say. So we put it on ourselves to do that for him, and like I say, it took us by surprise today, and I couldn't concentrate on anything all day and tonight, and we've got to go there tomorrow and try to find him a home. You might know somewhere who could put him up for a few days, if we kind of get him sorted tomorrow. You might just know somewhere where you might be able to do a bit of work, might have to try to get him a job, things like that. He goes to college twice a week, he does. He needs to do that obviously for his visa, but just you may think that anybody can help in any way, you know, in his community. Or and I know our supporters are like the different gear, the table ones, the people who stand behind the girl, whatever. A good year, and they might just think there's something they can do, and if they can, that's great, you know. But I kind of guarantee it's not about them starting every week and me saying, "Oh, there you go, you're going to start." And it's not. It's about trying to get a lad off the street, and he's homeless come 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, and it's not a lot of people, you know, within our club who would be like that, and it's shocked us, and we're going to do everything possible to help a lad.
So you say the begging bowls aren't out. You're not necessarily looking for financial input from the fans. You're looking for more maybe contacts they might have, anything they can help with.
Anything can help with you. You know, like you say, he doesn't know how to beg the lad, and it's the wrong thing to do to beg, because you know, you can only beg for so long. You can only say, "Oh, yeah, everybody puts a tenner in." When is it going to happen every week? No, but somebody might have a contact who might have a sponsor them to, you know, or might find out in his community where help is. Somebody might say, "Okay, you can stay here for a couple of weeks because the house is empty for a couple of weeks or whatever," and it gives you a couple of weeks time to try to get the local MP involved or whatever. We do care about the kid. He cares, he's trying to look after his family but doesn't know how to. I bet he's a scared boy deep down. He is, he's only 19, and that's a lot of responsibility to take on his shoulder, so deep down I think he'd be very frightened what's going on. And it's up to, you know, like myself and Hamzy, like today, he's been different gear, Hamzy today, driving all over. Martin Taylor's been on the phone 10 times and he's supposed to be at work. I couldn't look a lad in the eye, a scaredy old kid out in a different country for him, with that little look, and we've got to do something to help him. And I just, if anybody's there, then ring me up, not a problem. We've got 9 o'clock to try to find him somewhere, and you just never know. You might know somebody who might be able to help him for a couple of days, or somebody who might be able to do a sponsor for him when we do get him sorted. They might be able to buy a pair of boots for him or something like that. And that's again, that's not, it could just be not, you know, a begging bull, but some giving to try to help a lad out, that's all.
And I understand you've been down to the local radio station today. Is that part of the campaign, if you like, try and make as many people aware as possible?
Yeah, at the minute, and it's like the lads, he needs as many friends as he can get, and he needs the publicity, and he hasn't asked for it because he doesn't know how to ask for it. He hasn't, the family haven't come to anybody local authorities because they don't know how to. He's trying to do it all, and he's getting the bailiffs ringing him, and it's very scary for him, and you know, he's getting all this pressure on his young shoulders and doesn't know where to turn. So that's when we've got to come into it and got to, you know, look him in the eye and say, "Okay, we want you being part of this football club. I do think think he's got talent. I do think he's going to be great for us. But even if he wasn't, I would still be doing the same thing. Because, like I say, he's a scared young man deep down, I think. And he's took a lot on his shoulders. So, yes, the radios and the papers, they've all know now. And they're all, so somebody out there might be able to help. And I really do hope to God that they can, you know.
Do you think today's sequence of events really show the spirit that exists in the club, the family feel of the club?
We wanted that from day one when we got the job. To be honest, and that's not making excuses, because Saturday's game was, you know, an awful experience all round, and I'll take full responsibility. But the disappointments we've had in 9 months having a job, you can count on one hand. You can maybe see Dulwich last year getting beat, Whiteleaf getting beat. That's a very disappointing game, because we were in charge for 6 or 7 games. You can talk about the FA Trophy and the FA Cup. That's a massive disappointment. And you can even throw the Tooting and Mitcham game in, and that's massively disappointing, because, you know, we were top and all the rest of it. But the thing is, the disappointments we've had in the strides we've taken in 9 months, I think everybody is there to see that we have took a lot of strides. We've got a new training ground now. We have got second top of the league, that's a fact. So we lost 2 of the last 14 games last year against Fleet, who won the playoffs, and Maidstone, who won the league. And I think, you know, the training ground with football and community scheme, we've done a night with Martin Tyler when Martin was unique, and we've done a great night there. So everybody said it was one of the best nights I've had down there for a long time. So to be honest, it's another dimension where the family spirit could come out now, and what a great way to come out. And our ambition since I got the job was not to turn around in 5 minutes, but to turn around in a few years, and what a great opportunity for everybody to pull together.
And what about the rest of the players? Are they all rallying around this evening?
We will do. I don't even have to ask them. Same, because I know what they like. We've took a batman this week, and I do think I need to tweak a few. I have got a few 7 days. Not to change 4 or 5 players. Bringing Shinny in can change. We can go one up front and 2 wingers. We can play Shinny in the hole. We can play him left, right. It's not a problem. But it's players like that who are going to change this club. I've got the lads are a good set of lads. Blame them, shout at them. But we and Noah, right, we've got a great spirit amongst them, and they'll come out fighting. I'll tell you that now.
But tonight isn't really about events that are going to happen on the football pitch. This is about finding a young man home.
Finding a young man home and putting a rate of football. There's a lot of people out there you'll see drinking cider bottles, you'll see them smashing cars, you know, burgling houses and stuff like that. He's a young kid and a Christian lad who goes to church, who deserves a crack in life, and that's where we're there for, to help him.
And how do you think this sequence of events will affect the team in terms of games going forward?
It'd be brilliant for them and make them stronger. They'll always come stronger. They can't deny that. Every time we've had a loss last year, we've come back stronger, won games. We got beat off Maidstone, like I say, we've come back and we won 5-0 against Godalming. We got beaten in FA Cup games in Tooting, we won 3 on the spin. We got beaten this cup on Saturday, we'll come back stronger again. And with Shinny being part of the squad, I'm sure we'll be stronger all round.